Daily Scramble Live with Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty. Today's guest.
All the way from Copenhagen, Denmark, we've got the foreign resort here.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty.
Hooray!
Buongiorno!
Buongiorno! Today on the show, I fill all you in all on my pasta vacation.
Was that Italian?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that what you learned?
Spoke fluently there. Learned it there in Italy.
And yeah, that band from Copenhagen will be here. They're called Foreign Resort. They have a new EP out, American Dream. They're going to perform live at the end of the show.
Great. That's really good. I think it's pronounced Copenhagen. And that's Copenhagen in...
You've learned so much abroad.
Our morning shenanigans with a purpose is our back. It's Daily Scramble Live.
On KX93.5, your Daily Scramble News now.
All right. First up in local news, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom, to help residents prepare for winter storms, the city will be offering free filled sandbags at two locations in the days leading up to a forecasted major rain event. The sandbags will be available at the Act 5 parking lot on Laguna Canyon Road and the rear area of the Aliso Creek Beach inland parking lot. Additionally, empty sandbags are available at all fire stations in the city. For more information, including where sand can be purchased and how to effectively install sandbags around your home, please visit the city's website at lagunabeachcity.net.
That's important, but it's dead boring, isn't it? It's really important that we know where... That's what part of our remit is, to tell you about this kind of stuff, about sandbags, and you should know where they are, but it's dead boring. They should be giving out rubber ducks and umbrellas. That'd be way more fun.
Let's see if you like this story better.
Okay.
After 38 years in business, Tustin Lanes closed its doors this month. It will be replaced by an Orchard Supply hardware store. Hang on, I'm getting to a point. The bowling alley is the latest victim in an industry that's been shrinking by an average of 4-5% every year. In 1990, Orange County had 27 bowling alleys, and today there are only 15. However,
and if you forget everything else today, remember that. 27 at one time, now 15 bowling alleys. You could probably pick up a chick with that line today.
What?
I don't know. Hey, did you know?
I'm so interested in this because I like to bowl. And we were just talking about how our county and our city is more and more gentrified. And I feel like bowling is something young people don't do enough.
Okay. Good campaign. Like, you've got not got enough to do with your time. Are you good at bowling? I imagine you are.
I actually am pretty good at bowling.
Yeah, I bet you are. You make me sick.
All right, let's look outside of the Laguna and OC bubble this morning. Jason won't care about this story either. A record turnout at the Fantasy Sports Trade Association's winter conference in Las Vegas was met with a message of caution in a room teeming with optimism about the sudden rise of daily fantasy sports. It was warned that a public perception problem might soon be at hand if the huge industry and its two giants, FanDuel and DraftKings, were to provoke lawmakers who struggle to distinguish between daily fantasy sports and traditional sports betting. It may be that regulation will be in order that could change fundamentally daily fantasy sports and give casinos a lot more power.
I got nothing.
It's a big deal.
I've seen the adverts on the TV late at night. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
I'll explain it to you later. In world news, Hurricane Patricia caused less damage than feared on Mexico's Pacific coast on Saturday, but it hammered an isolated part of the shoreline dotted with luxury villas and fishing villages where the storm and its 165-mile-per-hour winds landed. Thousands of residents and tourists fled in advance of the storm, one of the strongest in recorded history, seeking refuge in hastily arranged shelters. There are no reported fatalities from the hurricane.
No, that's good. There's been some nasty weather. The Philippines suffered recently while I was away. And a really terrible earthquake this morning in the Himalayas.
Wow.
Border of Afghanistan and Pakistan. 100 people dead. And they're saying it's... Do you know about earthquakes? They're saying it's a deep earthquake rather than a shallow earthquake.
Okay.
A shallow earthquake causes way more damage, way more shaking. But a deep earthquake causes shaking over a larger area, and that's what's happened in Pakistan this morning. Also felt in India, so big one today.
Yeah, a lot of weather issues. Finally, a court in the Amsterdam. Are you familiar with it?
The Amsterdam, yep. Yes.
It revoked Scientology's status as a public welfare institution and also the tax exemption that goes with it. The court has ruled that the sales of Scientology's courses and therapy sessions are aimed at profit-making and that it does not therefore belong on the tax authority's charity list. The organization can appeal against the decision, but it is not clear whether it will. In the meantime, a Scientology spokesman called the ruling discrimination based on religious beliefs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't know much about Scientology except that those people are usually nuts. And I'm suspicious of them, aren't you?
I mean, I started to watch that movie, and I think you did too, right? The Scientology movie that came out like 4 months ago, and everybody loved it. And I turned it on. I fell asleep
in
the first
history,
5 minutes.
It's kind of a history of and some stuff about the leader, the great Cuba, and the original leader who was the science fiction writer. And we've talked so long that the music stopped. Should we change seats at this point? Is that what this game is? When the music stopped. So it is a stretch. But you know what? It's a bit like what Bill Maher says. For a new religion just has to be a little bit crazier than the last one. And the last one was Mormonism. So it has to be crazier than that. Yeah. You know, so it is.
What's the next one?
I don't know. Let's do that. There's money in that, Tyler. I'm telling you. I mean, I'm a cantor in a temple. I'm telling you. There's cash in them there hills.
We're going to lose our non-profit status, though, like these guys did.
Why?
Because Scientology did. I'm just worried we won't be able to be a public institution with our new religion.
Well, then we're not doing it. We're not saving any souls unless we get paid.
All right, let's finish the headline.
Yeah.
According to a new study, the key to a good marriage is saying...
Okay, finish the headline.
I'm leaving. No, I think it's saying... is not saying anything, is listening. How about that? There's your sorbet of the day.
You've been to too much therapy.
Saying sorry, probably.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Do you know what? That's very astute.
Thank you.
I agree with that.
New study out of Georgia says the biggest thing you can do to improve your marriage and keep it strong is remember to always say thank you for the stuff your spouse does. Apparently, it's just that simple. The researcher said, we found that feeling appreciated and believing your spouse values you directly influences how you feel about your marriage, how committed you are to it, and your belief that it will last.
I totally agree with that. Acknowledgement. It feels like love, man. It is. Very important.
I'm glad something touched you in the news this morning.
That's really good.
Good. Happy to hear that.
Okay.
Coming up, will you tell us all about your trip?
I will. I'll do my best to do that. It was good.
Did you eat any ravioli?
Yes, I did.
Because while you're away the entire time, for the reason you were gone, I said Jason's away eating ravioli.
I was eating ravioli. At least one point.
Daily Scramble. Daily Scramble Live. Daily Scramble. Daily Scramble Live.
Yes, talking about scrambles, I went to Mozambiques. You know the Mozambiques? You heard of that? It's across the street from here. It's a restaurant.
I'm familiar with
South
it.
African.
I call it something different.
Do you?
Yeah, I just call it its name.
Right. Well, I was over there the other morning because it was there was a rugby match on.
Oh, yeah, I heard about this.
Bunch of South Africans and a few New Zealanders because it was South Africa, New Zealand, the World Rugby World Cup. It's a big deal.
Wow.
And, it was really packed in there early in the morning. And good fun.
How is, what's watching rugby like?
I like watching rugby. It's a great game, rugby.
Yeah.
Yeah, really good.
Saw a photo online of the New Zealand Prime Minister shaking hands with, the rugby star. And he looked like Goliath.
Who did the rugby star?
The rugby, not the Prime Minister.
Right.
And the little Prime Minister's down there.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
They're huge.
Yeah, they're big.
Big guys. Oh, yeah. They drink a lot of beer.
I think you have to be tougher than football, even, than American football, because there's no pads,
no
right?
No pads, yeah.
Yeah.
And you're slamming into each other. It was a great game on Saturday morning, and the New Zealanders beat the South Africans. And that's a good thing, because I can support New Zealand. I'm not from New Zealand, obviously. But I can support... In fact, I can support anyone, but I can't support South Africa. If you're not from South Africa, it's very difficult to support them.
Why?
I don't know. It's just a weird thing, isn't it? South Africa. I'm not quite over apartheid.
We have
yet.
A lot of South African listeners.
I know. But they understand. They get it. It's the apartheid and all that, and Nelson Mandela. We're not quite there yet with them.
Okay.
We're not ready.
Well, for the record, I think you're all cool. So that's fine.
And then Australia beat Argentina yesterday. So it's probably going to be a Southern Hemisphere final coming up next week.
All right. Thank you for the rugby update.
All right.
How was your trip?
Now, there's one nation that actually does play rugby, but you wouldn't expect it. Italy.
Italy.
Yeah. They're in the Five Nations. Italy, that's a big rugby match. You didn't expect this to be about rugby.
I had
no idea
we were going to talk about rugby, considering I can offer nothing to the conversation.
You would think the Italians would just go, oh no, oh no, buonasera, just run away.
Are they too polite and gentle?
No, they're not good at wars, though, are they, Italy, generally? Not since Rome, anyway.
Yeah. Oh, they were once.
Yeah, they were. Rome, my goodness me, what a place. Have you been to Rome?
I have been to Rome, and I've never seen a place so ancient in my life. You know what I mean?
I had never been before. It's ancient, but I've seen ancient places, obviously, before, but it's a little over the top, isn't it, Rome?
You think so?
Yeah. They've got this building there, and they call it the wedding cake. Because it's just so over the top and ornate. And
it's layered.
It's all marble, which has all been... If you go to the Colosseum, you know, where they used to have the games and everything, that's brown and brick.
Right.
Well, why is it brown and brick? Well, it never used to be. Apparently, it was covered in marble and beautiful and like
really?
Five-star hotel.
Why'd they let it dilapidate?
They didn't. They stole all the marble, the popes, various popes over the years.
And put it on this building?
Stole the marble and built everything else in Rome, yeah. I found out while I was there.
Huh.
It's very interesting.
Would it be cool if the Colosseum was still ornate and beautiful?
Wouldn't it?
Yeah. That would be something special.
I said to the lady who showed us around, I said, so it looks like a baseball stadium, this place. It's just, you know, the way it's built,
yeah.
And the way you get from one level to the next.
Right.
And she said that's because baseball stadiums, or stadia, I should say, are based on this model, this Colosseum model.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So ancient Romans gave us the setup for all modern sports.
Pretty much.
Cool.
Yeah, they figured it out. So it's really fascinating and phenomenal. And we stayed at another place, the Pantheon, which I was calling the Parthenon for the entire week.
Yeah, that's Greece.
That's Greece, apparently. Yeah. Got it completely wrong. No wonder we had a 75 euro taxi ride around while the cab driver tried to find the Parthenon.
The Parthenon.
Anyway, it was the Pantheon, and it was that's my favorite building. In Rome.
Very cool.
That's the one with the columns in the front and a big concrete dome on the top. And it used to be for Roman gods.
Yeah.
But of course, the Catholics whipped it all out and put in a bunch of Marys and Josephs and stuff and various
saints. Oh, really? That's
saints
too bad.
And whatnot.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's still beautiful. And it's still, you know, the Catholics, they do ritual good. They know how to do it.
Yeah, they do.
Really
Everything's
great.
Everything's quite lovely.
Amazing. St. Peter's Basilica. Oh, great. But you know what? Florence beats everything.
You liked Florence, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I remember liking Florence a lot, too. I remember hiking way up to this hill and seeing the whole view of the city at this one particular viewpoint. And, yeah, it's marvelous.
And you walk everywhere. And that's why the Italians are so slim and so cool. And yet...
Well, that's true of most Europeans.
They eat vast amounts of carbs, man.
Yeah.
They're eating pasta and
They're
pizza.
Always moving.
I've never seen so many gorgeous women sitting down to eat massive pizzas. You never see that here. You go out with a gorgeous... This is a real problem, actually. When you're dating and you got somebody like me who loves food, unlike you.
Yeah.
If you sit down with a beautiful girl and you say, what would you like to eat? And she says,
A piece of kale.
I'll have the kale. And you're like, ugh, I could never be with you. I'll feel guilty every time we sit down to eat. But these gorgeous women, I look across at the next table, this beautiful Italian woman, and she's got a huge lump of dough on a plate. And I'm like, wow, these women are amazing. And they could really, they just walk everywhere.
What was the favorite thing you ate?
Oh my God. My favorite thing to eat, and I ate it every day, was, and I'm going to pronounce this wrong, is it caprese salad?
Yeah, that's right. It's caprese.
Caprese.
Right, if you said
it's named after Capri, the island of Capri, actually.
Yeah.
So caprese. Caprese.
Just a little tomato and mozzarella.
And a little basil.
You can get that here.
Yeah, but the mozzarella's
Yeah, the mozzarella's
fantastic.
Different. It's kind of melty and drippy, right?
It's like that burrato cheese or whatever. And they put the balsamic's great quality and the olive oil. And plus the fact you're sitting looking at the Parthenon or whatever it is, Pantheon. you know.
Depending on which country you've ended up
and
in.
And everyone smoked. I mean, I smoked cigarettes while I was there.
What?
Yep.
No.
It was the polite thing to do,
no,
Tyler.
No,
yep. I'm not
that
smoking now.
Poor excuse.
I've quit again. But no, it was the only... Everybody smokes. You'd be impolite
How
not
could
to
you
smoke.
Possibly go back to something that you spent months trying to quit?
That's all right. I'm back on the vape. But I'm telling you, it was would have been impolite to not smoke.
I don't think so.
In Italy, everybody's smoking and drinking. Why? I didn't drink any wine. That would have been really ridiculous. But for me, as an alcoholic...
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
I didn't do any of
Thank
that.
Thank God.
But... yeah, it was really great. The only thing was that, as you can hear from my voice, I got a terrible cold brought to me by British people who came to the wedding.
Right, which is why you were there.
The reason I was there in the first place, yeah. I got to sing at the wedding it's the biggest synagogue in Florence. It's an ancient synagogue in Florence.
Ooh.
Absolutely amazing. I had a brilliant time.
So they had a destination wedding in Italy.
Yeah.
That you also went to.
Yeah.
Were there other expat British people from America, et cetera?
Not from America, but a lot of Brits came from Britain and they brought with them a lovely virus.
And now you have
And now I, and I've, ugh, this weekend, Ava and I've spent the entire weekend in bed. So, feeling a little bit better today, but ugh, I'm spreading it around, so Laguna will get it, yeah.
did you throw a coin in the Trevi Fountain?
Do you know, I didn't. Were you supposed to do that? I never knew that.
Did you go by the Trevi Fountain?
We did, we went to look at it at night.
Yeah, I think you're supposed to put a coin in
there. That's the thing about Rome, you turn a corner and... boom, there's this huge, beautiful thing. You know, Florence is like that too.
Did you get pickpocketed?
No, I did a bit of pickpocketing. Well, no. It's real. We went up the Duomo.
Yeah.
Yep. My wife loves it up the Duomo.
Yeah. Okay.
Up the old bell tower, the Duomo. And that was, do you know what? It's 450 something steps, something like that.
Yeah.
But they're very steep steps. And I was trying to follow Ava, who works out every day. And by the time I got to the top, I thought I was going to need medical attention.
That was the first day I talked to you.
Oh,
you did that like the first day.
Yeah, we did, yeah.
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 That was a mistake.
And we walked around and we ate a lot of nice things. And, you know, they do the whole gluten-free thing there as well for Ava. That was good.
Well, you don't look any skinnier or fatter.
No, I've actually lost a little weight. I really have. Everybody said, oh, you're going to put on loads of weight eating pizza. Yeah, we walked and walked and walked. It's so great
That's
to be able
the
to
lifestyle.
Walk like that. And the piazza thing, being able to sit outside and drink coffee. Why, oh, why? Why, oh, why can we not do that in this town? Why? Why? Text us. 949-715-5936. Text us with why, and I'll tell you why you're wrong. We can do that here.
I feel like every morning we end up talking about why Forest Avenue can't be a piazza.
Pave it, for goodness sake.
Hey, it's nice to have you back.
It's great to be back.
Daily Scramble Live is in full force again. Here's new music from Grizz Folk on KX93.5.
If I could love you.
Here's the sorbet of the day.
If you, like me, wake up flustered and obsessing, here's a quick cerebral sorbet. It's a cleaner or a cleanser for your mental palate. Mental floss, Tyler, that's what this is, mate. And here it is. I've made it a little personal today. I think you might enjoy this. In a hotel room in Florence, my wife was eaten alive by what we think was one solitary mosquito. Angry, the mosquitoes at the moment. It's the end of summer. They're ready. They're drinking in a major way. One solitary mosquito ate my wife in Florence. You're never too small to make a difference.
You wrote that one?
Mm-hmm.
Let me press the thing.
That was the sorbet of the day.
Good. Great.
So proud of that.
I don't think you've ever written your own until today.
No, I think that's probably my only one.
Well done.
Good on that. Yeah, mosquitoes. They suck your blood and then I don't know what they do with it, but they suck it up. Not nice. I've got a few bites on me. I don't mind them, though. They don't bother me. But my wife, her entire elbow swelled up just in time for the wedding photographs. In Florence, so there you go.
Green eggs and jams on Daily Scramble Live.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know.
What does that mean?
This is our morning show, Daily Scramble Live, which, we can't exactly define.
No.
But we like it.
We think it's all right. We think it's a morning show that's not all bloops and bleeps and honking.
Yeah.
And what's the way you always do a great impression?
Wah, 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 wah. That one. It's the air horn. And then,
Hi, I'm Dave and that's Suggsy.
Yeah, it's Dave and the Cheese in the morning.
Right, we're not those guys.
Yeah, we don't want to be those guys.
No, but, you know, a bit of fun and try and get you moving in the morning.
We're just guys who are talking. And you're here with us in the room.
And you're listening to
you're
us
here,
talking.
But you can't talk. No. Please don't talk.
You're not allowed. You're actually gagged and tied to a chair.
We really don't want you to say anything.
Nothing.
Please.
Thank you.
But if you call or text, then you can come on the show with us.
Yeah, because the next stage after this is waterboarding. We have you.
949-715-KXFM. That's our phone number. You can listen to our show in Laguna on 93.5. You can listen to it on the computer at kx935.com. You can listen to it on a phone. On the app, just search KX935 in the App Store. You can also listen to it in iTunes by searching for Daily Scramble Live and subscribing to the podcast.
But the only way you can say anything is by calling us at 949-715-5936 or text us. If you have anything to say, we'd love to comment on your comments.
Otherwise, please don't contribute.
Yeah.
Because we've got our thing going.
Cash,
here.
Though. We could use your cash.
Yeah, cash is fine. Yeah. You know, we're very into ourselves.
It's just about Tyler and I, really, if you don't mind.
Don't need your help. So we'll do the morning news coming up in just a little bit here. We've got a couple boring stories and some also exciting ones. And James Pribram will be here to do the surf report.
Pribram. I've not seen him in weeks.
And we've got a band coming in later, though. Carl, what are they called? Foreign Resort will be here.
Yeah, they're from Denmark.
Here's Veruca Salt. Oh, and we're going to debut new Weezer later
cool.
on, too. Yeah,
very yeah.
cool.
Daily Scramble Live. Daily Scramble, Daily Scramble Live.
Now, there are some big news stories today, apart from the, that we just mentioned, the earthquake over there in... Where is it? India, Afghanistan,
Pakistan,
that border there. Death toll risen to 180 while we've been speaking. That's pretty nasty. Guatemala has a new president. Did you know that?
I did not.
His name is Jimmy Morales.
Okay.
And he's a comedian.
No.
Yep.
Is he like if Stephen Colbert ran for president here, like that sort of thing, like he won?
No. It's more like, let's say, who's the guy that goes, get her done? That guy.
Is it Larry?
Yeah, the cable guy, that guy.
Larry the cable guy.
Yeah, and he's a political neophyte, this guy. He's never been in a race before, but he's best known for playing dim-witted characters on a television show that he has. And he won it because he's not corrupt and he's not a thief. That was his tag of his thing. I'm not corrupt and I'm not a thief. No, but you are an idiot.
Oh, man.
Anyway, well, the previous government of Guatemala, very corrupt, people didn't like him, and so they went, you know what, least bad choice.
Was he popular, this guy? Is he a popular comedian?
Yeah, everybody loves him.
How sophisticated are Guatemalans' sense of humor?
I don't know. But his slogan was, as I say, not corrupt, not a thief, and he sort of capitalized on his image as a political outsider, really, just set himself apart from the establishment. Let's see. Most people, though, when asked, it says here anyway, they say not much will really change because the establishment's still there. He'll be a figurehead.
Right.
But hopefully there'll be more money for stuff like education, which people are concerned about over there.
Well, I mean, there's many governments, the English one included, where there's some people who are figureheads and other people who actually do things.
Well,
right.
Oftentimes that's the case.
Yeah.
The president is just a figurehead and the king,
yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. Anyway, better story. This is a great story. This is a lagoonary story.
Okay.
All right. Processed meats, this is the headline. Processed meats rank alongside smoking as cancer causes.
No.
That's the WHO, yeah. A UN health body says that bacon, sausages and ham are amongst the most carcinogenic substances, along with cigarettes, alcohol, asbestos and arsenic. Yep.
I think we knew that. I mean, I think we knew that, right? Nobody eats pounds of bacon or sausages or steaks and thinks to myself, I'm doing my body a real service here.
Yeah, but this is nonsense, and I'll tell you why. Because what they've done is they've placed it, these red meats into a group, processed meats, into a group of cancer-causing substances. They have various cancer-causing substances. Group 1, asbestos. Group 1A, smoking. Group 2, lack of exercise. Group 2A. So they've put it in group 2A. And the experts from the IARC, the International Agency on Research on Cancer.
Okay.
Blah, blah, blah. They've concluded that each 50-gram portion of processed meat eaten daily increases your risk of colorectal cancer by 18%. That's 1.8 ounces. That's like a rasher and a half of bacon. So if you eat a rasher and a half of bacon
Much and a half? What word are you saying?
A rasher.
Come on, man.
A piece of bacon.
America.
Right. Yeah. You don't call them rashers?
No.
Oh, it's a rasher of wind, a rasher of bacon.
No idea.
Yeah, a slice of bacon.
That could just be me not knowing that word, but I don't think it is.
I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, so that's what they're saying. So meat consumption, here it is, per capita. US, that's what you're really interested in, right? Lamb, very little. You don't eat any lamb at all. Kazakhstan, on the other hand, eats a lot of lamb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tzatziki sauce.
Right.
Some lamb.
Yeah, yeah. Those kofta things.
Yeah. Gyro. Gyro's made of lamb.
Gyro or gyro?
I say gyro, actually.
Gyro. No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't. never say that again. Poultry. Chicken. Who eats the most chicken in the world? It's obvious. The Jews. Israel. Massive by a huge amount. More chicken eaten in Israel
than
anywhere else. The US, we eat a lot of poultry too.
And bacon, I would
guess.
And
some pork, yeah. Beef, yeah, slightly ahead of us. Slightly ahead of pork. Anyway, it says here at the very end of this story, which is, you know, telling us that we're going to get cancer from eating beef and we're all going to die and, oh, our hair's on fire, that sky's falling. It says here, really, that the North American Meat Institute, wonder who they are. Who are they?
I just picture Homer Simpson sitting in an office
it's
somewhere.
Me. Yeah, right.
beef.
What they're saying is, if you take all these classifications and you say, okay, there's beef, and there's no doubt about it that if you eat a lot of beef as opposed to fiber or fruit and vegetables, and you take no exercise, and you smoke fags all day.
Everybody knows
right, this. Yeah. It's clearly going to be not going to do any good. So we all know about that stuff. But when they start to stratify these habits or foods or whatever, it becomes a statistical mess, like a spaghetti bowl, if you will. And so what they're saying is that you can enjoy your yoga class. That's good for you. All right. But don't breathe any air because that's a class one carcinogen. Don't sit near a sun-filled window. Oh, my goodness. We're sitting right now near a sun-filled window. Class one. Don't apply aloe vera. Class 2B. If you get a sunburn, drink wine or coffee. Class one. Class 2B. Or eat grilled food. Class 2A.
But not grilled meat.
And if you're a hairdresser or do shift work, you should seek a new career because all of those things are carcinogenic.
So basically what you're saying is the statistics start to overlap with one another.
Oh, and you start to wonder who's in the pocket of who. That's why I ask who this organization is, the meat people of United States. Whose side are they on? What are they trying to sell? You know, the United States, we don't do anything without it having some sort of remuneration.
So your advice to those who are trying to be health conscious and protect themselves from future cancerous diseases would be to...
Can I first of all say that my advice is absolutely of no worth whatsoever?
But I'm saying, based on your research this morning on various cancer-causing statistics, you would suggest that a typical man...
Should what? Do everything in moderation. Oh, my God. I just feel like sticking a pencil in my
eye. No, I was going to say, I thought the point you were getting at was that people should just live their lives.
Yeah.
And stop paying so much attention
to statistics.
Statistics.
And you
surveys.
Know that if you've had 4 hamburgers today, that's probably
right.
Not healthy.
Just follow your gut.
Yeah, really.
Quite literally.
Yeah.
Let's get to the surf and weather real quick. James Pribram will join us here in a moment.
Here's your morning surf report with Eco Warrior James Pribram on KX93.5.
We bring you the surf and weather on weekday mornings here on Daily Scramble Live. And James Pribram does it. Hello.
Hey, James. James.
Yes.
Do it. Do it, James. What? Do it.
Ah, you stop talking, I will. Oh, boy.
Do it.
Well, guys, we're going to have a high tide this morning at 8:25 a.m. at 6.43 and a low tide this afternoon. A minus tide at that at 3 p.m. is minus 0.62. 82. We have a high today of 80, low of 61. Light and variable winds this morning becoming west at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And our seas are a nice, warm 72. What do you think about that?
I think it sounds lovely. I'm tired of the 80-degree weather.
Yeah, well, what about the surf? The surf's pretty darn good today. 3 to 4 feet, southwest long period swell. And a little west-northwest medium period swell mixed in. So there'll be some good peaks out there today. Aren't you excited?
I am. I'm rushing to get my surfboard.
Oh, boy. You guys sound like you're still asleep.
Do it, James. Just
That's
do
it,
dude.
You guys
That's
have
it.
A good day.
Have you done it? He's done it. He's gone. He's gone. He likes the last word. Look, do you hear that click? That was his phone going.
We like to give a little bit of dead air. It makes other people uncomfortable. It gives us comfort.
As soon as there's dead air, I'm like, all right, I'm just going to surf the net.
Yeah, check an email.
Yeah, too right.
The Surf Report brought to you by XS Energy and Skydive Elsinore. Thanks, Jason.
Thank you, Tyler, for that.
Hello, this is Matt Costa, and I'm playing here in Laguna Beach at the Marine Room for KX Presents on Thursday, October 29th. Been here for about a year now, living and writing songs, and I'm bringing the songs downtown to the Marine Room, which don't really do that often. Not only myself will be playing, but my friend Ellie Mae and the Ricochets. They're a band that I've been working with recently, and they're local, and we're going to put on a nice show for you here in Laguna, 8 p.m. October 29th. That's a Thursday at the Marine Room.
That's Stephen A. Clark on KX93.5. Daily Scramble Live is a lot about what we talk about in our morning shenanigans, but it's also about the music.
Yeah, Stephen, I've been calling him Stephen A. Clark.
What time is it?
It's
Stephen A. Clark.
Stephen A. Clark.
All right.
Stephen A. Clark.
We're going to play a new song.
Let's.
It's by Weezer.
Oh, I love the Weezers.
And it's their first new music since 2014 or so. They're pretty good about churning stuff out.
Yeah.
But they never do any wrong for me in rock music. And the cover of this single is a picture of the Pope. So you can appreciate
Great.
That.
Witty.
Because you were just there.
Good one, yeah.
Here's new Weezer. It's called Thank God for Girls, a debut for us on KX93.5.
The girl in the pastry shop with the net in her hair is making a cannoli for you to take on your hiking trip in the woods with your bros that you've known since second grade. And your main kind of dragons are ruffians and be called upon to employ your testosterone in a battle for supremacy and access to females glued to the TV. And even if you are victorious, you may receive many cuts, bruises, and scrapes, and you will require band-aids and antiseptic ointments and tender loving kisses on your stab wounds. And when you come home, she will be there waiting for you with a fire in her eyes and a big fat cannoli to shove in your mouth. And that's why I thank God for girls. Holly Hayes and Chris Day from Tennessee to LA. She isn't mine. I think about her all the day and all the night. It's enough to know that she's alive. She says I give a sweaty palm. She almost had a heart attack. The truth is that I'm just as scared. I don't know how to act. I wish that I could get to know her better, but meeting up in real life will cause illusion to shadow her. I call the name into all the trees. Sing a song down.
From Tennessee.
from Adam. Grounded up in a centrifuge machine, mixed it with cardamom and cloves. Microwaved it on the popcorn setting while Adam was like, that really hurts. So pissed at God, and he started lighting money for his fire, stealing recipe eggs, messing with the bees who were trying to pollinate the echinacea. Until God said, I'm gonna smite you in loneliness and break your heart in two. Then Adam wept and wailed, tearing out his hair, falling on his knees, looked to the sky and said, thank God.
This is Daily Scramble Live. That's Jason Fetty, and
yo,
I'm Tyler Russell.
Yo.
Hey.
Yo there.
What's up?
Buenos giornos.
Nope. You didn't learn any Italian while you were away.
Terrible, isn't it?
We've got a band coming in.
Yeah, we do. I'm excited because they're Danish.
They're called The Foreign Resort, and their EP is called The American Dream, so clearly they like it here. Yeah.
Cool. No, it'll be good. I like the Norwegians and the Danes and the Swedes and the Scandahoolians. They've always got a very good dry sense of humor, I find.
We do a thing with most bands, and we especially like doing it with foreign bands, called Secret Word.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, we come up with a word, and we try to get the band who's being interviewed to say that word without too much obvious leading to it. So would we like to reveal today's secret word?
Today's secret word is...
Mars. Mars.
Today's secret word is...
Mars. Mars. I can't say it.
You have so much trouble with long A's.
No, it's the rolled R.
Oh, I thought it was the long A, like in party.
No,
oh, it's A-R. AR words. Yeah,
right.
It's AR
party.
Words. Yeah.
Party. I don't even know how to say it. I have no idea. None of it fits in my mouth anymore. I can't even say the word party.
The planet Mars is our secret word today. If they say it right, they win a prize. Fanfare occurs. It's great fun.
Yeah, it's good.
So what's going on in your world, your laptop?
I was just looking at the date today. It's October 26th. And, of course, lots of things happened on that date in history because history goes back a long way. So lots of stuff happened in history. One of those things, a year ago today, Jack Bruce, bass player from Cream, unfortunately left this planet. He didn't go to Mars. He died. So he's off there playing bass in the sky. And he was in Cream, and he was also in Jimi Hendrix's band when Jimi went to London. And, fantastic bass player. And I mention it as well because Cream, obviously very important band in the history of rock and roll music. Ginger Baker, drummer from Cream. Great film about Ginger Baker, available on Netflix, called The Something Mr. Baker. You have to look it up.
Okay.
It's something like The Despicable or The Diabolical Mr. Baker, something like that.
Okay.
Anyway, his son, Kofi Baker, who's also a drummer, lives in Orange.
Really?
Yeah, just down the road from us. And I've been trying to get in touch with him because I'd love to have him on the radio.
Yeah.
But he just ignores me.
Well, Kofi.
Come on, dude.
So you're using the death of Cream's bassist a year ago to try to
complain.
Weasel your way back into getting Kofi Baker on the air.
He's been done a lot of things. He's played with his father, Ginger Baker, and he first played with him back in the 70s when he was a kid. And his father, who's notoriously a terrible a-hole, I mean, really nasty guy, let him play with him, and they did some duet shows together, and eventually Ginger went crazy and just kicked him off the tour, kicked his son off the tour, who seems like a very nice, ordinary kind of geezer.
Yeah.
And so I'd love to meet him and talk about his father a bit, but I don't want to, he's doing this Cream thing where he plays his father's songs with other sons of people that were in Cream, and I don't know, he probably doesn't want to diss his dad too much.
Well, you're putting it out there, and that's how the universe returns things to you.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to be good.
In the sunshine of your love.
Happy birthday to Jack Bruce. Happy Death Day.
No, Jason.
Yes, something like
not,
that.
I don't anyway, think whatever. That's a thing.
No.
KX93.5, our morning show is called Daily Scramble Live. Jason Fetty and I hanging out a little late this morning because we're going to talk to these guys, the Foreign Resort, all the way from Copenhagen in studio. Good morning, guys. How are you? Good morning. Hang on, you need microphones. Try that again.
Good morning.
There we are.
There you go.
Thanks for coming in, man.
Well,
appreciate
thanks for having us.
You drove down the coast this morning, checked out some of California, saw 405 traffic at its finest.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was an accident, so...
No, you're here.
Oh, well, we set that up for you so that you could see how we really live.
Yeah, well, it looks beautiful down here.
It's pretty nice, yeah. Huh? Yeah. Denmark, though, beautiful country. Come on.
Flat? Flat and no palm trees.
I'm really into palm trees,
so.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. But it is gorgeous. I went to Copenhagen once for the day.
For the day?
Yeah, for one day. I was there for one day. I know it sounds very fancy. But I was on my way somewhere else, and the plane landed in Copenhagen in the morning, and then I had like 8 hours to hang out in Copenhagen. So I went to Tivoli Gardens.
Yeah, Tivoli Gardens.
Tivoli Gardens. See,
that's it. You know Copenhagen.
I didn't have time to go to the Hans Christian Andersen thing, but I would like to have seen that. But you can see that on the internet.
Yeah, you can read the books. You know.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I wasn't that bothered. The one moment that was brilliant, though, was I was in the train station. I needed a pack of cigarettes. So I went over to this little kiosk, and I said to the guy, "Do you speak English?" And he said, "Better than you."
Oh, wow. Oh,
very Danish sense of humor. Really enjoyed
confident.
It.
Confident.
Probably true, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I should mention that's a good transition to kind of an English-speaking game that we play in all of our interviews. And I didn't tell you guys this yet,
but
there's a secret word, okay? And if you say the secret word, you'll win something during the interview. Wow. We barely know what the secret word is.
I can remember it now.
I remember it. Yeah. You guys don't know what it is. Don't worry about it. Don't fret about it.
Now I'm all nervous.
If you say it, something will happen. That's all you need to know.
Okay.
Moving on. The Foreign Resort is here. And you guys have a show tonight in San Diego.
Yes. We're playing at the Merrill.
Cool. Yeah. And you've been on a short little tour, a 12-day tour or something like that?
Yeah, it's like 17 days total, and we're on the last leg of that.
And your new EP just came out, which is called The American Dream.
Oh, yeah.
So I definitely want to talk about that. I mean, how important and cool is it for you guys to be playing the song from The American Dream in America?
Oh, it's really important. It's we signed with this little label in Dallas, Texas, and I guess, like, we love coming over here, so... Whether it was that EP or another EP, like we just love touring the States and meeting people over here. Like very, very friendly people.
Yeah. So. You recorded your album in Copenhagen, right?
Yes. Recorded in Copenhagen, but mixed in San Antonio, Texas.
So here's a big question. What is the American dream to you?
Well, to us right now, it is living our American dream, which is touring over here, meeting people. Yeah. And the other thing, the other message that goes with the EP is the flip side of the American dream, which means like the many poor people you have over here and the working poor. It's kind of like addressing that problem in your society. Because, well, to me, it's like I find it sad that such good people so many people here live under such poor conditions.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of addressing that. The songs are about those things.
Are you guys, go ahead.
No, I was going to say that's very interesting, sort of social commentary. Yeah. You know, the Americans, they don't like it. They don't like it up them. They don't like to be told that they've got poverty here.
I posted a picture of people living in tents under the freeway in Los Angeles last night.
Yeah.
And it got like 5 likes and some people started asking questions. You know, they like to see us happy, like, yeah, rock and roll and everything. And we like that too. We love that.
Yeah.
But we feel that it's a problem that needs to be addressed.
Like, well, music's got, obviously, do you think that it's that music can change things? Do you still believe that? Are you a little cynical about it now?
I'm pretty cynical, if you ask me. I don't believe it will change much. But if we can make people just be aware and think a little bit about it, then it's good. It's also like I'm not going to be preaching at shows or anything, because it's like people come out to a show to have a good time, not to be made aware of poor people or whatever. So it's a little balance there. I do mention it, but then it's like, yeah, let's rock.
Yeah. I'm sure. Yeah.
Just really briefly.
Yeah.
So you want people to enjoy your music for what it is, rock and roll music, but also maybe give a deeper listen to the lyrics that you've put some thought into, obviously.
Yes,
yeah, definitely. Okay.
Well, I'm happy that you're keeping that conversation going, and I think sometimes we as Americans, I know, it's a funny thing for me to say, isn't it? But yeah. I am American.
He really is.
I really am. And if I think it's good for us to think about those things and to listen maybe to other voices from around the world, Denmark being quite a successful country, really. Certainly in terms of your class system, not anything like as as problematic as it is here.
I guess it's just because we just want you to have what we have. Because we know how great it is.
Isn't that nice? Yeah, I love it.
And, I want to share that.
That's probably why I love Bernie Sanders so much. He's a really cool guy.
I love what you're saying
If you guys don't want him, we'll fly him
Exactly. Yeah. He's better than our current prime minister, really.
Actually, we're thinking of sending Mr. Trump over there, thankfully.
Oh, no.
I love what you're saying, because there's a certain element of the American mentality, and it's what's made America so great, actually. Mm. A certain arrogance and a certain feeling that anything's possible and that we can do it. And the what do they call that? The exceptionalism of Americans, you know, that actually could be our downfall if we're not careful. So,
well, there's so few that make it, you know.
Yeah.
So it's becoming more of an illusion than a reality, I guess.
For a lot of people.
Yeah, exactly. For a lot of people. Yeah.
Well, could be said that some of the policies that are like Bernie Sanders have made Denmark great today. So.
Oh yeah, I know. I keep seeing like my American friends on Facebook. They're posting like about him and his comparison to Denmark all the time.
Really?
Like, yeah, some of it is true. Some of it's not. You know, we're not as good as you think. And our current politicians are doing everything they can to change that, you know.
Well, that's something you'll never hear an American say.
Oh, really?
We're not as good as you think. You'll never hear Americans say that. So that's something we could simply learn from.
Yeah. Well, I'm just a modest Dane, you know.
Oh, I know.
When we colonize space, and we will colonize space, maybe we could start with the Danes kind of giving us some political foundation.
How do you feel about touring out in, further afield, maybe other planets? What would be a good planet that you'd like to visit?
Mars would definitely. Oh, yeah, that would be it.
That's it. That's the secret word.
The secret word right there.
You made me say it.
I did. I know, but it didn't take much doing, so thank you very much for that.
You said this. See, it's easy. Easy game. You win two KX93.5 t-shirts.
Oh, nice. And a sticker. I've got a sticker. Yep.
Thank you very much.
Well done. You said the secret word.
I'm going to peel the sticker off the back of my computer. You can have that.
Oh, I really appreciate that.
Foreign Resort is live in studio. Again, a show tonight in San Diego. The new EP, The American Dream, is out. What's the venue tonight again?
The Mero.
The Mero?
Yeah.
In San Diego. Cool. We're going to take a break and then hear you guys perform live for us in studio. Do you want to tell us briefly what songs you're going to play?
We're going to play Take a Walk, an older song, and then a new track called Under Bright Neon Stars. And it's going to be like low-key versions for the living room, you could say.
Yeah, in studio versions, exactly. Which we're really, really proud to feature from you guys. Cool. So the Foreign Resort up in about 3 minutes. We'll hear them live. Now we have a live in-studio performance from the Foreign Resort all the way from Copenhagen here in Laguna Beach playing for us a couple songs live whenever you guys are ready.
Time. My heart is open wide. My heart is open wide. Let us talk, let us talk, let us talk. We will never find the time. Just bouncing on the edge. We take to hurt all the time. Take a walk, we all ran out of time. We all made it so far. It was gone for quite a while. Take a walk, take a walk, take a walk. We all ran out of time. We knew we would go far. It was all too damn good. We'll be right back. walk, take a walk. We all run out of time. We never looked as pretty as we did tonight. It's not your fault that we all came down on this one-way shade of line. It's not your fault that I blame myself because I never could quite decide.
Thank you.
So great. So dark. So Northern European of you.
I love the 80s power pop influence and kind of the modern rock. I mean, just rock and roll, dude.
Joy awesome. Division meets The Cure meets, I don't know. Anyway, we're just talking rubbish, aren't we? DJs talking rubbish about music. But the guys are now scrambling to get back to change microphones around and all that good stuff. It's so brilliant. We have bands in here all the time and they come in and they set up all this gear and it takes them an hour to do it and they drive 3 hours down the freeway in traffic and then they finally get here, set up and play for 6 minutes and then that's it. They're gone.
But we love it.
Oh, no. We're very grateful to you. Thank you for coming and doing that.
All right. The Foreign Resort is here again from Copenhagen tonight in San Diego and you can grab the new EP called The American Dream online. Are we ready?
We're ready. We're going to play the single from Stars.
Cool. The single from American Dream coming up now. KX93.5.
It's pretty bad. Can't hide, it's the middle of the night. It's kinda sad. Can't hide, and you know it's not right. It's really sad. It's the middle of the night. It's kinda sad. Can't breathe and it hurts to fight. It's kinda sad. Can't see till the end of the night. It's pretty bad. Bleeding hearts, living sleepless nights. It's all so sad.
So great.
Nice job.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow, it's really cool. I wish that people could see what was going on in here because Mickle, right, and Stefan have swapped over bass and guitar. And Morten, the kick drum sound is actually a case. It's a snare drum case, yeah. And you're playing it with sort of hammer things, whatever those things are called. Yeah. And it just sounds so great. I love a three-piece band, and the bass is so like integrally important because you start with a little sort of high note, and it's just dancing along, and then the low end comes in. Yeah. Kicks in and it just sounds really great.
They know
what. Well, I'm trying to do. Oh well.
Well, I'm glad you noticed.
I'll get my coat.
I'll show myself out.
Yeah, clearly.
Hey guys, thank you very much. It was awesome. The Foreign Resort is the band. Look them up and download the new album, The American Dream, and see them tonight in San Diego. Thank you guys for coming by.
Thank you. Thanks.